Welcome to TWAT Radio, episode number 79, today with a techie. My name is Dr. Zigman. I'm going to be hosting today, and I'm going to share with you my latest experience with PayPal. Now, I recently had to set up a little application, a little bit of web programming, that was going to allow a user to submit a payment on my website, you know, using a credit card or a bank account or anything like that, and be able to post that back and know in a database on my site exactly how much that amount was, when the amount was approved, the transaction type, some of the personal details, etc., etc. So when I first sat and I had to take a look at what was going on in the world of PayPal, the best place to start is definitely at http://developer.paypal.com. That's actually a site that PayPal has. It's meant for developers. It has a lot of tutorials, facts, things like that. First thing that I had to say, first impression of the site, the documentation, there is a ton of it. You could read and read and read for months. You really could. It's not really that organized or well laid out, all of the books, in my personal opinion. There aren't any real tutorials that are like step-by-step how to do things, but they have full documentation on their entire system, their API, the way that everything works together. It's really well documented. It's just not really well laid out. One of the biggest problems are probably for people that are English isn't their native language. It's really, most of the tutorials are only available in English. They have a few that are available in other languages, but they're not a lot of languages. So maybe that's something they'll be working on. First thing that you'll notice from the developer standpoint that PayPal offers, which is really nice, is the sandbox. The sandbox is, it's just the PayPal testing environment. It'll do what looks to be a real transaction only. You know, no money is ever going to change hands, the bank is never going to be contacted, there's not going to be any true approval or denial or any real shipping of anything going on, but it gives you a chance to actually test your queries as if everything was real. You can actually set it up to respond to as if the credit card had been declined, or make sure that it had been approved, or see that it was an e-check that was pending. You can create any set of circumstances to occur in the sandbox. I think it's a cool little name. Another great part about it is it's free. Of course, everything at developer.paypal.com is free. And I don't mean to be plugging PayPal so much, but it is their site, right? Probably my biggest gripe that they had with the sandbox is that they had no sample data. I had to sit there and create a fake company. A fake person, a fake person two, a fake person three. It'd be really nice if, you know, that I could just have some sample test data. You know, I just think it's a little silly that every single developer is going to have to, develop their own test subjects. I mean, we're all used to our own test data, but I think it would have been cool if they had a couple of accounts already set up, because you have to go through the full process. The sandbox also catches the emails. I mean, it's a really well thought out developing environment. I do like that part. A couple of different options when it comes to PayPal. First one is Website Payments Pro, and that's a lot more detailed. It's closer to working directly with the PayPal Payment Processing API, which is talking directly to the servers. There's certain fees that are associated with it, and one of the nice things about it is it's much more powerful and flexible than anything else they offer, but it's also very, very complicated. Its main intention is for a website that's going to use PayPal only as a processing agent or a gateway. It's only going to be used in the background. The buyer actually does all transactions directly from the seller's site, and the seller itself just queries PayPal, hey, is this a good credit card? Is this good? Can I approve this, etc., etc.? Of course, the first instant problem you're going to see with this is, yes, if you are the seller, you must have an SSL certificate or some sort of encryption. I'm pretty sure PayPal requires it. They'd be silly not to. But, you know, how could you be accepting payment information without some sort of encryption? So thinking about the outlay and the setup for an SSL certificate. PayPal does offer software development kits to work with the Website Payments Pro that'll layer over the API. Which I probably should mention is the application programming interface, which is, you know, what it is. It makes it easier to program over. They do offer development kits in Java and ColdFusion, Classic ASP, ASP.NET, and PHP. I started with the PHP one, and I had a lot of trouble with it. I'm giving a really big thumbs down to the PHP software development kit for PayPal. I couldn't get it to compile. Or I shouldn't even say compile. I couldn't get it to install properly. It uses Pear, which wasn't difficult, Pear and Curl. So I got most of that all installed, but I couldn't get any of the scripts to work. They said there were functions missing and things like that. Maybe if I would have spent a little bit longer on it, I could have gotten it. I want to blame myself for it, because I just really don't believe that PayPal could make such a mistake that, you know, and if you just open up a Google search for PayPal PHP SDK, and you will see a lot of people have a lot of trouble with it. So I'm kind of upset about that, but, I mean, if you're getting at that level, I guess you can spend a little time fixing the API and make sure you're all set up. Like I said, that's the more powerful version, the Website Payments Pro. It's all things that happen on the background from the seller site. The next kind is what you're going to see a lot more often, is the Website Payment Standard. It's much faster to develop, much faster. And it's the transaction actually occurs on the PayPal site, and then they can be redirected from PayPal back to the seller site. What that is a fancy way of saying is, I'm sure you've all seen the donate buttons or the buy now and things like that. Most of that code is pretty easy. It's cut and paste directly from PayPal. You know, like we'll take, for example, a buy now button. Okay, you can cut and paste most of that code directly from PayPal, put it on your website, and what happens when a user clicks that, it actually takes them to PayPal. It's a post that's going to be taken over to PayPal. And they're going to handle the entire transaction. It's nice because the seller doesn't need an SSL certificate. They don't need to get your hands as dirty as they normally would. And PayPal will really handle all of the nitty-gritty. Of course, you know, this creates a couple of problems. What happens if you need to keep track or you need to know that these purchases are being made? What if there's a subscription being offered or something of that sort? You know, then they have a couple of nice advanced features that work alongside with the Website Payment Standard. First off is just the buttons themselves. They're simple HTML forms. They have a whole bunch of fields. They do the documentation. Appendixes have lots of good information about what each value of the field will do, what pass-through variable values are, etc., etc. So that can be pretty easily modified by anybody who's, I would say, decently familiar with HTML. Which we're kind of going to take as a given if you're going to be developing PayPal applications. One nice feature they have is called PDT, which is Payment Data Transfer. What that does is it will actually send back a lot of the information about the specific transaction to a website on the seller site from PayPal, so that the seller themselves can actually say your transaction was approved, etc., and all that information directly from their site. And that's the payment data transfer. I didn't really have a lot of chance to work with it. I didn't have a use for it for my specific application, but there are a lot of really excellent uses for it. That goes without saying. If you want to send somebody back and tell them, you know, I've received your payment, you know, and give them specific details. We sent it to this email address, etc., that PayPal would normally do. Now you can do it on your own in your own custom layout directly from using the payment data transfer. What I did get to use was what's called IPN, which is Instant Payment Notification. What that allows is it allows me to have a buy now button on my site. The user can buy something, do the transaction to PayPal. When the transaction is finished, PayPal will actually post back to a predefined URL that I gave it. So a lot of specific information: was the transaction approved? Who was the user? What did they buy? You know, what time did they buy it? Etc. All that kind of information, and it gets stored back, in my case, in the database. You can do just about anything you want with it. I needed to have like a credit-based system where people were buying credits for a specific application that I'm working on, and this was exactly how I decided to do it. I used the PayPal IPN, the instant payment notification, and then as soon as the instant payment notification comes in that everything was completed, I get that back, and I actually credit the user for their payment. It's really, if you can find the right sample scripts, I think it's going to be a lot easier for anybody who's trying to learn any aspect of working with this PayPal. I mean, there's so much documentation on it that it's easy to get lost in just pages and pages and pages of reading that's just not really getting you anywhere. I really found a couple of good sites that helped me was paypaltech.com. That's there's no www. It's just http://paypaltech.com. They had a script that generated IPNs. So that was nice to see how it generated it, and then I could just take the values and the variables and I could do my own things with it. So that was a nice site. Another day, we're going to have to talk about shopping carts, but that's a whole other can of worms to open. But I did want to share with everybody a little bit of sample code that they could take away from this, a buy now button and some PHP scripts. It's a really easy thing to do. There's a link to this right when you start at the twattech.org website. And the function is called draw button, and accepts two variables, item name and amount, and we're just going to go through and talk about what everything line does. The first one is the action, the form action. You can see in this case it's posting directly to PayPal using secure HTTPS. The method is post. Then we have hidden input types. The hidden input type first is command, xclick, that means it's a button, pretty easy. Business, then there's a value, your email, which will obviously be your email address. Good one, huh? Item name is the item name that it took as an argument. Hey, isn't that cool? Look, we're dynamically creating it. Then we have the item number. In this case, it was 20. Not entirely sure why I did it that way, but it's probably a little bug. We can fix that. That's fine. Just know that that's the item number. You would specify that. The amount is the amount the item costs, of course. No shipping in this case, value equals 1. That means PayPal will not attempt to ship this. It's not going to ask for shipping information. The return is where it's going to send people right after the transaction is completed. In this case, yourdomain.com/paypal/success.php. Usually you want to say something like thank you, click here to log back in, etc., etc., because your session variables really aren't going to be kept across the PHP. I'm sorry, not the PHP, the PayPal session. You could probably sneak it in there somehow if you wanted to hack it up and get crazy with a custom. Maybe take an identifier and reload the session. That would actually be a neat little hack if you could pull that off. But that's how you could do that. Then we have the cancel return, which is if they canceled. Same thing. Currency code, in this case, USD, United States dollars. Then they have name BN for a buy now button. And then just the image. You can have any image you like. PayPal doesn't really mind too much. I kind of like the PayPal buttons. I think they're pretty standard, but it makes it easy to work with. You should all look out soon. I'm hoping to do a sample IPN script that'll be a lot easier to customize than what's out there. Almost, not really a new software development kit, but a nice plug-and-play script. I don't really see too much going on out there, and it looks like there's been a lot of e-commerce. I mean, it's gigantic. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. I'm sorry I don't have the actual figures, but I mean, there's a lot of money to be made for people out there who have the skills with PayPal, and a couple of sample scripts can really get people growing. I hope you all enjoyed this latest episode of TWA Radio. It's always a pleasure to join the folks here at Infonomicon and TWA Tech and get a chance to speak out to the audience. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Zigman. Give a special shout-out to everybody at Binary Revolution, the Digital Dog Pound, and everybody in the new Freenode home of Channel BinRev. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you hopefully at InnerZone.